welcome to Halftime on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. It's Friday, so that means we change up proceedings a touch and make it a little bit more casual. We call it Casual Friday, in fact, and we hope you can stick around for the next couple of hours as we get you in the mood for a big weekend, not too long really before you're down tools and say, I'm out of this joint. 4 days in this week, and that's a great result for everyone before you get a chance to recoup, reset, reassess over the 48 hours of the weekend. Lots of sporting action to unfold, of course, and you'll hear plenty of that on Melbourne's home of sport, 1116 SEN. We have a bit of fun, frivolity, jocularity. Sometimes there's some hijinks and tomfoolery.
Ooh,
with the shenanigans.
Hello.
This afternoon on a casual Friday. It's all thanks to the chicken pizziola melt today at Subway, and every day at the moment at Subway. It is a cracker. Get yourself one for lunch as you're listening to the program. Jason Richardson, of course, who you heard with KB with his value selections, which are up on the website very, very shortly, is back again. Hello, Richo.
Good to be with you, Danny Boy and the Persian Princess. Lots to talk about in the world of sport. The NBA Game 4 is up and about at the moment. We'll bring you up to speed with that when we've got some updates. Lots to talk about.
Yes.
And if we could get the hat and just hand it around, please, for anyone whose child was in the same school as the bloke, 185,000, for the kid at Scotch, that's a bad day, isn't it? Imagine coming home and saying, gee, I might have lost 30 grand today. Dad just gave Knackerbags 30,000 for this new scheme.
It's a good scheme though, Dad. It'll work. It'll work. Good afternoon, Rita Panahay.
It's on the internet, so it can't fail.
That's right.
It's a web-based business, and we know the success rate there.
Everyone loves Gucci handbags at all their private schools.
And I liked how people were getting Rolexes just for getting involved. It's a pretty good scheme.
Sounds a bit Vlahossy to me.
Our girl would be involved. Surely you're up and about in this. What's this Catherine Powley, Monique Hoare and Chad Van Estrop? What have they got that Panahay hasn't?
But you look at the list of schools there. That is just the creme de la creme of the elite schools
really?
In this
Not
town.
Not a lot of Catholics involved. Only a school with the name Kevin. The only one. So it's
Your
good to see that the most
involved,
of the
St. Kevin's.
The Kevins.
What are their names? That name just keeps coming up.
What's wrong with Kevin?
Kevin.
You just said goodbye
to
the great Kevin
now?
Bartlett. What's Kevin done now?
And we've established St. Kevin was a load of crap.
No,
really.
He's a legitimate saint.
It's not no legitimate saint is called Kevin.
That is not true.
Apparently he lived to be 200 in the 6th century?
That's not
the claim.
True.
Is that what
rubbish.
You guys believe at Kevin's?
No wonder you're involved in these crazy schemes. You know it's all
a... Hey, this is very palatable compared to 200 years of Kevin. This is very easy. No wonder you're involved.
So have you lost money?
Yes, clearly.
Have you lost it?
This clearly, is a supportive environment.
And the hedge burners are involved too?
Were they from St. Kevin?
No, the Trinity. Trinity, the hedgies.
The hedge burners. They'll never live that down. It's been, 25 years since that
hedgies.
Happened?
Oh, every Trinity, mate, that I've got, just a hedge burner.
What do you notice about this?
Actually got a 100-year-old hedge that I need burned. Do they do the peninsula?
Do they do the peninsula?
Why would you want to burn a 100-year-old hedge?
Well, because the idiot councillor down there made me butcher it, so the bottom half has been trimmed.
What do you mean?
And now it's pointless.
The bottom half has been trimmed.
I'll show you pictures.
Well, a cutout, because it's over the footpath. One of those situations.
That's it.
Well, don't have it over the footpath.
It's 100 years old. I didn't put it over the footpath.
Footpath
it's the way
was
it's
there
grown.
First.
There's
Probably
room
wasn't.
To build a footpath around it. That's what they would have done in Canterbury. Where they value heritage.
So the footpath goes along straight and then around Rita's tree.
That's it. Heritage.
Oh, sorry, heritage tree.
Nothing wrong with the cutout.
Now that they've made me cut it, it's dead to me.
Oh.
So now I'm thinking.
You're never there anyway.
Get the Trinity boys down there.
You
to
live
burn
in the country.
Down.
You got to let the country experience happen.
Exactly. Which means you respect the tree, you build around it.
How come you got footpaths in the country?
Exactly. That's my point. I liked it when it was just all rustic and,
rustic.
Had dirt.
Give us a spell.
Oh, please.
You live in the city of... You're pinching someone's room at Crown every second night.
Hang on.
Shut up.
Mount Martha, they play in the... They don't play. They're not suburb. They're country. It's a country footy league down there.
But she doesn't live there much. She lives in South Bank in the big tower.
No.
Annie Peacock, she's helping her brother out. And she's just there. Every photo I get, she's at the bloody towers.
Is there another photo of you at the towers?
There
it's
is
ridiculous.
No photo of me at the towers. You too.
Never
seriously.
Met more
no,
photos.
No,
Let's
sorry.
Get
was
back
it?
To Kevin.
Sorry, was it Promenade?
I do like Promenade and Metropole.
I do like Promenade.
Which one do you like best?
No, no one cares, mate. We like our houses. That's what we like. We like to live in our houses.
The Metropole's pool is amazing.
We like to live in our houses.
I love the Promenade pool until I saw the Metropole.
Now, you haven't had a chance. You've no doubt been saddened by what's happened this week with Juddy.
Can we have
a group kumbaya or?
Well, no, you can have it because you're the Carlton man. And
He's bigger than Carlton. He's a football icon. Can we have a kumbaya?
Every player, there's no kumbaya. Every great player has to retire, and it's sad that he didn't do it last year. Like he said, he obviously regrets going the extra year.
But his motivation
was going to happen.
His motivation was fine.
He's always had the best motive.
Well, his motivation for doing it was the right reason.
Motive was right.
See, he won't beat himself up for that. What an icon. I loved.
Yeah, I think we did that early
listen
in the week. That was Robbo's. We're over it now.
No, we're not. I loved Robbo's description on AFL 360 when he was chatting to Jared and said, "Now, listen, you know how you waffle a fair bit?" And
who's
Jared just started, it was Robbo saying to Jared, and Jared started killing himself laughing. Well, we all waffle a bit. But he said he loves the economy of words of Johnny.
Economy of words just gets
to the point, doesn't he? Mm. His press conference is good.
Is there something going on with you and Chris that we need to know about?
We've just got the great adulation for the icon.
You know what? He's in a committed marriage. He's happily married. He's got two kids. Just move on. Well, it's not going to happen for you.
Well, he's going to pick our next coach. That's what's going to happen.
Well, that's absurd.
Why is that absurd?
Well, because...
Surely he should be on the committee. They want some modern input, surely. And they're paying him for the year, might as well get him to work.
They sacked the guy that he thought should be there for the rebuild. I mean, Juddy has been pretty clear in his support of Malthouse. So...
Shows a good point.
You can't sack a dude and then appoint a dude who was his biggest supporter and say, you pick the next dude.
Hang on. He's inherited that dude. So he supports the dude that's there.
Well, no.
Now,
you can't say we do not value your judgment in this area because we're just going to go ahead and sack a bloke who you have backed more than anybody else. But now you can pick the next one that we're going to sack.
Who would you use? If you were putting together a committee, who would you use then?
Definitely not anybody involved in the last few committees who've appointed coaches
clearly.
There. So that is, they're
well,
out.
That's not Juddy.
And you know what? Let's not be so insular. Let's go a little bit outside.
Such as?
And go to I would go to Dunstall and see if he'd help a brother out.
So why would Bungie help the Blue Bag?
Of course he wouldn't. But I'm saying you would go to him and say, "Would you help a brother out?" Lee Matthews. I would go to Lee Matthews. He's not connected.
Because you've got to put a committee together.
Why no? He's still connected to Brisbane, isn't he?
So he's on the board.
He's on the board. Yeah.
That's the problem we've got. All the good people are connected to the other clubs. Aren't
all the good
Carlton.
People? You've picked two Hawthorn people.
Well, there's always former greats that are sitting here just waiting to be asked.
There you go.
And don't devalue those nine games.
Don't you ever. Don't you dare.
That was a coincidence. I wasn't even thinking of as Lethal as a Hawthorn man. I was thinking of him as a
Dominic Fodio and I could do this.
Talk about Harvey. Don't ever demean his nine games.
In fact, the great number twos of
all
time.
I would trust his judgment above.
Now, this is positive feedback. I don't think I've ever received from you before.
I feel sick saying that.
But what would be a concern is if you have to pick yourself.
Well.
I've looked at the candidates.
And what I'm doing at Kevin's.
I can tell you.
I could bring here.
The contract would be juicy.
Yeah. erring on the side of generosity.
Yeah. And let's look 6 to 7 years. Let's forget about 5 years.
Hey, if I could do this at Kevin's, wait till I do it down here at the Blues.
How many front pages can I get? Since you've been at St. Kevin's.
Kevin's.
We've dropped the Saint.
We've dropped the Saint because we're not convinced he is a Saint.
And it's never positive. It's always something distasteful. Like
what else has Kevin done?
Well, there's other stuff.
Been other stuff.
Well, there hasn't been other stuff.
Yeah, there has.
Nothing to do with Kevin's work. Kevin's doing fine work by himself. Just a bit of an update. NBA Finals, Game 4. Cleveland lead the series 2-1 this game in Cleveland, Game 4.
Golden
so surely they were a favourite.
Oh, I don't know if they're a favourite. Not
he's
really
saying
sure.
And you've now gone Golden State.
Yeah.
We're just closing down to the halftime buzzer. Steph Curry at the top of the key, being guarded very, very closely by Matty Dellavedova. Taking it to the rack and scores with 3.5 remaining. 54-42 at the moment to the Warriors, who look like they might square the series if this continues. Cleveland have been rubbish today. Their shot selection's been woeful. And that's how it finishes at halftime. 54-42, Golden State lead. at halftime of Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Bogey not going fantastically just at the minute.
It's had a quiet finals, you would say. But
yeah,
he's played strangely, more to hasn't
go.
He?
No, he's had a shocker.
Well, no, let's not say shocker.
He's had a shocker, yep.
Has he got injuries?
They're not
issues?
Playing him. They're not putting him on.
But you can't do much if they don't play you.
So hang on. So if you don't play,
Team Bogues all the way.
Well, we love Andrew Bogut here on 1116 SEN. Absolutely. But if you're not playing, does that suggest that you're not really in form?
Or perhaps carrying an injury.
He played 16 minutes in game 3, and I think that was almost the first 16 minutes. Came off. He's played just 3 minutes up until half time at the moment.
That
he's
would
been
be frustrating
superseded by.
For him.
By Draymond Green is doing a fair bit of work for him, and David Lee as well, coming in to give him a bit of a chop out. So Bogey's struggling this NBA final series, which is disappointing because our other man Matty D is hot to trot. Although, as one of our SMSs says, CJ in Mornington, somewhere near your work in Frankston, he says the Cavs are spent. And that's probably not a bad call. They were cooked. Manny Dellavedova was on a drip the other night after game 3 in hospital overnight just to rehydrate.
It's a bit extreme. LeBron's can't he just have a Gatorade like normal people?
Well, no, because he was that fatigued and that...
on a drip?
That drained.
Yeah, it's good, mate. It does it quick.
I know. It's
if you could get a drip organised all the time, maybe on a Sunday morning after
Seriously,
a big Saturday night,
you
can't possibly underestimate.
If you could put in an IV and do a drip at home, you feel awesome.
That's the first thing Sunday morning. Big Saturday night, bang, straight in the drip, ready to go.
We don't encourage this at home, by
of course
the way.
We
please
wouldn't.
Don't do this at home.
The Lions used to do this fairly routinely.
Correct.
They did, and they did very well out of it. I'm saying let's not be scared of needles just because of the whole, incident unpleasantness. let's not just think, all needles are bad.
What's been making news this week with you?
Well, let's talk about that after the break. Steph Curry with 8 points at halftime, by the way, for Golden State.
I saw a play last night.
LeBron with 10.
Jeez.
Mozgov leading the Cavs scoring at the moment with 13.
2.5 hours.
And Draymond Green for Golden State with 13. Would you shut up?
No one cares.
We don't care about your stupid intermission. Or any mission you're on. Just stop it. I'm giving scores. This is the sports
station.
I love
that. There were two shows happening at once.
I love when you get angry.
She's just, even though you were full of praise before, and I appreciate that. Gee, that was annoying. 20 past 12. 23 past 12 on Casual Friday. Richo and Rita are with us. Halftime, game 4 of the NBA Finals. If you've just joined us, Golden State leading. In fact, pantsing at the moment. The Cavs 54-42 by 12. The Cavs, of course, lead the series 2-1. But as my man CJ Mornington says, they look a bit cooked to the Cavs, taking some horrific shots. And the Warriors, all over them. All over them. It's good stuff. Hey, team.
Yes, team. Mm-hmm. Yes, team leader.
Lifts with Palms was...
Oh, yes.
Was both discussing... Palms. Well, palms, plural. So just look
otherwise,
palm.
It'd be lift with Palms.
Lift with Palms.
I know, but I just like...
Second language. Bygone.
Second language. Sorry. Second language. You were telling a story before the break, before you rudely interrupted my interrupting you.
Yeah.
What was it?
I can't recall. It was like 3 minutes ago. We just met, you know me.
Hey, Richo.
Yes.
It wasn't that interesting.
Have you got a...
Herald Sun, yes.
Can
Boston
you just
turn
to page 16?
What page of the Herald Sun?
The Boston.
Page
16. 16. Probably the Age. I'll give them a mention to the Age. Just because the Herald Sun gets a mention when Rita's in here.
Why would you mention the Age?
The Age. Other great paper. Page 16. Have you got yourself a Jeep?
No!
It seems that people at Jeep Australia are looking for Jeeps.
A magnificent, beautiful Pathfinder from Nissan. It's superb. 7 seats.
Part of the Jeep family?
So you've got a freebie car too.
No,
is
not
there
freebie.
Anybody who pays
not
for their
freebie.
Own car?
Yes.
Can't see my
oh,
hand
no,
up.
Not you.
You can't see
oh,
my
yes.
Hand up.
Oh, no, what?
You, no, don't you? You've got your
oh,
friend
you,
from
you
Nissan.
Got...
Hang on, I do work for it, though.
Well,
oh,
hang on.
I do a 10-second voiceover. I worked for it. World do you live in?
What
Seriously,
world do you live in?
People out there who are just
anyway.
Working.
Get back to the point.
Well, no,
what's happened to the Jeep?
Well,
everyone's
what's happened?
On.
There's an issue.
Except me.
Poor old Jeep Australia.
Yeah.
A searching. It seems. Joshua Dowling telling me the story in the HS today. Oh. They're searching for hundreds of cars.
Hundreds.
They were rather generous with the...
Hundreds of cars lent
with
to
their
celebrities,
program.
Models and sports stars as it reviews a multi-million dollar sponsorship deal at the centre of an explosive legal dispute. Not 10, not 20. We're talking hundreds of cars.
Well, it's unusual.
If you've got a Jeep that Jeep Australia gave you, can you give us a call and just give it back? 949.
So we're talking Carl Stefanovic, Natalie Barr, well, Cameron Williams,
believe.
Deborah Knight are all TVN presenters are believed to be included. Matt Preston, Anthony Clare and Tim Campbell are meant to have one.
What about this?
Can someone ring Liz Hurley?
She's
not even here. She's got one.
No,
maybe there's one parked at her joint that she doesn't even go to.
Was that Warnie's joint? Who
it
knows?
It used to be. Maybe
it
Warnie.
Was her 50th this week.
Who's that?
Happy birthday, Liz.
Did she get another Jeep?
She
so
no. The gravy train is well and truly derailed. There's no.
So
more
did you get a Jeep?
Did you get a Jeep?
No, I'm innocent.
Hang on. No one's guilty.
Well, no one's guilty, but
why'd you say I'm innocent then?
Well, I'm just saying I'm innocent of receiving any of this largesse. Well, most car companies, say Mercedes or Ford, in their ambassador program, they will have maybe half a dozen. High-profile people, athletes, celebrities that they might give a car to. Jeep, yeah, had literally hundreds.
Hundreds?
And that's you didn't really generous. Have to be much of a celebrity or even have much of a profile to get one. So
what you're saying is
in the federal court
at
the moment.
So what you're saying is the fact that you don't have one, you're taking umbrage about that. Well,
where's my Jeep?
That's right.
I like cars.
What have they got that
I
haven't
drive.
Got?
Well, it's
maybe
in the
they
federal...
saw your Accord.
it's probably your fault. All that talk of the bloody Honda Accord has killed me.
Remember when she used to drive up the freeway, her old Honda Accord, and she used
it
to have to put the hand out the thing just to hold the door on?
I had a car for a little while I was borrowing in between cars because I didn't
get
a free Jeep.
There's nothing wrong with Honda Accords, by the way.
No,
you're
not,
such a
not
snob.
45-year-old ones. That was
it
the
wasn't
issue.
It was even old. It was... Oh, you idiot.
I used to have to tie a rope around the handle of the passenger door.
Yeah.
Over to the other passenger door to keep that passenger door on the car.
We've all done something like that.
You did not.
I did. I had to for about 3 months while I was getting another car.
So did you get...
I was just tucked under the rope. It wasn't very safe.
I blew up.
How did you open it? How did you open the car door?
You had to do the under the other piece of string.
So what was the first car
you
drove?
You'd retire each time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was very, very time consuming.
That is very
I had a bad Toyota Corolla. And
that was my
first
car.
And until it stopped one day, and I couldn't get it started. The tow truck had to call RACV. They came around and said, have you put any oil in this car ever? No.
Why would you do that?
Why would I do that?
You put petrol in a car.
The whole engine had seized. It was great.
It makes it difficult to run when it seizes.
Toyota Corollas are good first
cars. Was that your first one?
That was my first Jeep for about 3 months, and I just had no respect for it. I used to just sort of touch park it.
Yeah.
Bang.
What was your first one? Oh, because you would have been rich then.
No, you probably had a BMW convertible.
You had a, yeah, you
disgustingly
no, I had
rich.
No, I had a Volkswagen Beetle. I had a white Beetle.
European car, of course.
You had a Beetle.
I had a Beetle, my first car.
That's pretty cool.
Which was my uncle's car, and I drove that for the first however many years. And then
it's
I bought
not an overly manly car for well,
matches
football.
His tiny little feet. You're not Pitrotters. Getting in the Beetle.
I didn't have any money. Think about it. I had no money, mate.
You're earning money.
No
you're
money.
Earning 10 times what everyone else at your,
no
your
money.
Years.
I had no whatever. Money. What age did you get recruited?
17.
No oh, money. For God's sake.
Didn't get paid till end of the year. The one big sum. And then I bought a little Laser TX3. A little two-door Laser. That was cool.
You bought a Laser?
Yeah, Laser's awesome.
You get a lump sum and you buy a Laser.
$27,000. Isn't that a...
Yeah,
for the
cars
year?
Cars were like 16
Isn't
bucks.
That a girl's car? No disrespect, man.
No, my brother's red one was because that was the five-door. My two-door one was a sporty one, so that's cool.
Do you still like feminine cars?
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No. Laser.
Well, you could always drive a Toyota Corolla, I suppose.
Yeah, a little beep-beep Barina.
You could always drive the big yellow Corolla. What about
How did
this?
You know it was yellow?
Because they all were. Hey,
mine was white.
If, oh, yeah.
Mine was,
That's
yellow.
Pretty manly. Yeah. What about this? Just going back to this story for a second.
That's funny.
Well, it's in the federal court. That's what I was
just
trying to say.
Him finish
the old
it.
CEO yeah. has been accused of misappropriating $30 million.
Ooh. I want the Harry Kuehl deal. If the Jeep people are
that was the one you want. Yeah,
yeah. I would like the Harry Kuehl deal, please, because Fiat Chrysler Australia, who are the parent company of Jeep Australia, claims the soccer star contract awarded him $1 million a year. I want this deal. I want Harry's deal, please, if Jeep are listening.
Okay. Well, I'm your manager. I'll get it organised.
8 business class overseas trips.
Oh.
This is what they're claiming. Private school fees. This is good for me. And
he's
free
got
loan
three
cars
kids.
As well.
Four.
And every kid's got 7 cars. That's not, that was me at the end.
That's a significant deal, isn't it?
So actually, in the end, no one bought a Jeep. The ads are a bit misleading.
I like,
they were just given them.
I like this one. We knew Harry Kuehl was an ambassador, but no one really knew what they did.
Well, at least with Harry, you know, he is a genuine celebrity.
Yeah.
He's
a star.
And so, but it was a fairly generous package, you would have to say.
Generous.
It's a solid package.
It's a great package. I'm
well, you'd say you've got to err on the side of generosity, and they certainly
did. So you're saying Harry had a good package?
I think it was a solid package. I think it was a
very, very good package.
Yeah. I think it would satisfy.
If anyone knows where Liz Hurley's
the most
Jeep
discerning
is.
Package admirer.
Righto, you just keep digging holes here. So you don't need
satisfy
to dig holes
the
here.
Most discerning package admirers.
On this program, on you say things that you would never thought.
Are we on yet?
You would utter.
We'll get to a break. We'll come back and call Bull Dust. If you want to find Liz Hurley's Jeep, it'll be around somewhere. Wouldn't have been driven for a while.
Can that be my new nickname?
But if you know where, what, Liz Hurley's Jeep?
No, most discerning of package admirers.
No, Elizabeth Palms is your Indian name.
Most discerning package admirers.
Run Fast Once is with us as well. I am Elizabeth Fist. And we'll all be back after the Fist. 9429, 1116. Manny Dellavedova, back-to-back threes, get him on, get around him, we'll get him up here, all that sort of stuff. Downtown Delhi, they're calling him at the moment. Downtown Delhi.
Is that what they're calling
that
him?
That could work. That
Downtown
could work.
Downtown Delhi.
Got a visual there. And he's needed too. They're still trial by 11 to our friends at the Cavaliers.
If you could change him in one area, what would you change? The beard.
Oh, but the beard's very trendy. They're running this. The crazy kids of today are running the beard.
No.
We've talked about this hipster thing.
No, it is. Like, you know what? It was cute for about 5 minutes. Not even cute, really. But, you know, it was interesting.
That's what the crazy kids are doing.
No. 3 years ago now.
No.
We're over that trend. Let's do something new. The man buns are in now.
So how long's it been? 3 years, you reckon, the beard?
At least.
I'm only 12 months away from tacking on.
No.
I'm normally about a 4-year delay.
Beard's not going to work for you because it's going to go sort of meld into your sort of chest
perfect.
Hair.
Teen Wolf style. Teen Wolf, man. It'd be awesome.
No, it's not.
How good would that look?
Don't ever do it.
I'm going to do that.
Beck will leave you. This she will may. Be the deal breaker.
I can just see your Berber.
She's
how
been a tolerant
coming up
woman.
And you like parting it.
It'll be a Berker beard.
I might actually beard it from chest up instead of on my face. I'll just use it from chest and just part it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And surround my face.
And just not have the lip.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That would
how
be
good
so
would that
feral.
Be?
You'll look.
Anyway, we're calling Bulldust. 9429, 1116.
I've got one.
This afternoon.
Oh, I've got Bulldust. I'm ready to go.
Righto. Well, now you said first, Richo, so you're in first.
Sexist.
Thank you. Have a listen to this Channel 9 Today Show this morning.
Edison, some schools in Sydney have banished first, second and third places during athletics carnivals, instead awarding all participants a ribbon so no one feels excluded.
Oh, come on.
Experts are concerned the no victory, no loss method will create a marshmallow generation with kids unable to cope with defeat.
So can I just jump in here quickly, Richard, before you have your say? So this is like the beard thing. This Richard Wilkins is the me for beard things because he's about 3 years late. We've been having this for 3 years.
I've been writing about it for at least four
well,
years.
Well, no, but I think it's more to the point now that Sydney schools are banning. Like, to banish. So now
you
everyone
know,
got a
from
ribbon.
From a distance you can see, ooh, you got a blue. You came first. Or, yeah, you know, no, red. No. Or you're my
everyone's now going to just get the same colour.
It is.
What?
I was going to do this in my WhatsApp, but we'll talk
okay.
about it.
No. I'll keep my power. I've said my Bulldust, and then we'll let it. We'll park it. You know what? We'll park it.
Righto. Richard was all over listening to you and I the other week on Halftime last Tuesday when we had a real crack at this sort of shenanigans.
I know. Richard's our man.
He is Halftime's own, Wilkins. Mm. He's the only Wilkins we know.
Is he?
I think he is.
We know other Wilkinses.
There's got to be more Wilkins than him.
Come on.
No, I don't know. I do know a Decker. He is in Packnum. G'day, Decker.
Hi, team. How are you going?
Good.
I call Bulldust on Pizza Hut. What's with a 4-20 crust?
Now, this, I'm glad you brought this up.
What's with a what?
It doesn't even look good. Like, when you see fast food, it should make your mouth water and you want to eat it, even if you know it's not good for you. But that you look at and you just go, What?
Now, what is it?
It's a great. This is a pizza that Pizza Hut are running.
It's a pizza, and well, in the crust, there's little mini party pies.
Oh, yeah. Party
pies. There's about six party pies around the outside of the pizza.
Yeah.
It looks like a spaceship or a space station, is what it looks like.
They delivered them to the newsroom.
What the hell?
I didn't have one.
Well, who thought of this? Oh, I get the cheese crust. I get that.
Oh, cheese crust.
And it works.
That is brilliant.
So many levels.
Oh, I love it.
I get the cheese crust.
Cheese crust. I don't get
the 4 and 20 pie on the pizza.
You know what? That was last week. Guess what they're doing now? Seriously, this week Pizza Hut have got mini Franks.
Hot dogs.
In the crust, all around the crust.
Oh, hot dogs.
I'll show you a picture. I've tweeted a picture at.
What do you mean?
That one I actually want to try, even though I know I'll feel sick afterwards. I want to have a bit. I tweeted a picture yesterday. Do you not follow me on Twitter?
I do, but you're so busy.
I know.
In the end, when I just log on, I just go.
Someone's telling me off the SMS they're full size pies, not party pies.
No, they're little.
They can't be full size pies. You can't have six full size pies.
No.
There's no room for pizza then.
Surely.
No.
They're 4 and 20, but they're 4 and 20 party pies. Now, if I'm going to call some bulldust, well, I'm going to do it.
You're not yet. Because I'm going to give Decker a prize, and he needs some real food. I'm going to send him to the Savoy Tab and meet you there before the footy. Eddie had dinner and drinks voucher for you, Decker, stay on the line, and we will get your details. Dave is in Melton, and he's going to call his bulldust before you call yours. G'day, Dave.
G'day, people. How are we?
Good.
I call bulldust on McDonald's and Hungry Jack's and all these other crap stores from America. Sell them burgers. I haven't been there for a while. I go there the other night. I see the prices of the burgers. $9, $10. There's one burger there for $12. That's not MasterChef over there, mate. I go to Yanni's Fish and Chip Shop. I get a hamburger off the lot for $7.50 cooked fresh in front of me. What's going on with those robbery stores?
Yeah, I mean, their burgers are cooked fresh too, they would argue. But I take your point of view. And this whole thing about building a burger, you know what? You're supposed to be the experts. You should know what goes well with other shit and put it together.
Hey! Do not bring your freak to gutter mouth to my program. All right?
You know what?
Keep that to yourself, all right? Otherwise, there will be subatomic swivel kicks to your head, man.
Surely in a segment called I Call Bulldust, you can say the SH.
No, because that's why we deliberately do. I declare it's time for you as a leader. She needs 10 minutes in the sin bin for that.
Well, no, I've got my Bulldust.
There's sin bin got to be happening.
Look,
I demand a yellow card.
In the scheme of things.
The kids are at school.
It's a warning. You've been given a yellow. It's a warning.
I'm reacting badly to the yellow.
The second yellow will be.
I'm getting antagonistic. From the building.
So doesn't she get some time to cool off her heels and her little potty mouth?
Because I'll have a full on tangent.
You know what
then.
We're doing?
What?
It's on the ad break, I am marching you, young lady, straight over to that sink where there's a nice big cake of soap, and we are going to wash that gutter mouth.
You know what? It's 2015. That's not even a swear word anymore.
We should be saying it freely on air.
As far as I'm concerned, it's a swear word.
It is not a swear word.
My parents are offended.
It's in the dictionary.
Denise and Tony, they're offended for me. They're listening online.
Denise would be offended.
She'd be appalled. That's what she would be.
She'd be appalled.
Appalled.
You know
absolutely
what?
Appalled.
Would she be disappointed?
Oh, would she ever?
Do you know anyone? Because correct me if I'm wrong. When we were growing up, did Denise ever threaten you with, "You say that again, and I'll go and wash your mouth
absolutely.
Out with soap"?
Did you actually
get your mouth washed out with soap?
I in fact may think I got it washed out.
Did you?
Yeah.
How does it work? Do they actually
shove it in your gob?
You're about to find out, young lady, with your little potty mouth over there.
John is in Glen Huntly.
You can't shove a bar of soap.
You
in
just watch
mouth.
Us.
It wasn't a massive one, but it's a bar of soap. John,
that's
good
where
afternoon.
It's going.
Yeah, g'day. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
Hey, I also want to call Bulldust on Pizza Hut.
Right on.
I recently invented the pizza stuffed crust pie, which is a 4 and 20 pie with the crust stuffed with pizza. And I think they've ripped me off.
Yeah, the 4
but
and 20 pie.
But there are pizza pies now.
Pizza. That'd be all right. Pizza pies?
Yeah.
That's John's invention.
No, not just the crust being filled with pizza, but the pie contents are, your traditional pizza.
There's no meat there. I'm not interested.
I'm really getting confused how much you're confusing the pizzas and the pies. Oh, my brain's starting to hurt. And I've also heard a rumour, potty mouth. Yes, I'm looking at you.
I preferred admirer of...
Swollen goods? No.
Swollen goods.
Listen, potty mouth.
Yes.
I believe that you have got something to explain to us that you may have had a glass of wine before last night before the show. Before today's show. Did you have a glass of wine?
No.
You know you're not allowed to drink before a game.
The show
this is our game.
At midday. Who the hell has wine before midday?
No, last night I said. You're not allowed to drink a glass of wine before the show.
Yeah, the Gold Coast Suns had this issue and they suspended two players.
No, I refuse to sign up to these. They're impinging my freedoms.
You're just
going to
swear willy-nilly, make our ears bleed.
I maintain
you know
that
what? You're
is
a gangster.
Not a swear word.
You're a gangster.
Are you going to try to get me banned from the country? Who's that rapper who wants to come here and everyone's getting their knickers in a knot? What's his name?
She's now saying knickers.
Knickers.
Oh, jeez. Knickers! I stop?
It's just Blue Central here on Casual Friday. Luke in Northcote tells me that word you said is a swear word. Just ask little Annabelle, who got pepper on her tongue this morning, for using it. Good on you, Luke.
Poor Annabelle.
That is great.
Come
parenting.
On, let's get the soap.
Well, there's been some washing out of a very, very filthy mouth around here on Casual Friday. Thanks to the chicken pizziola melt today at Subway and every day for the moment as well. You might need a chicken pizziola melt to take that taste out of your mouth, Panahoe.
How was it?
It was disgraceful what you did. Disgraceful.
I've learnt nothing.
We've dealt with you appropriately, like we believe future Hall of Famer, the solution.
The solution? What's the solution, Seth?
Future Hall of Famer, that's what we're now calling him.
It's a little sort of like Triple Brown Level.
That's right, yeah. Future Hall of Wayne, the solution, future Hall of Famer, Schwoss. Apparently he had to eat half a cake of soap one day. Eat.
That's
child abuse.
No, it's not,
no,
young lady.
It is.
He learned a lesson. It's what he did.
Mate, eating soap.
Look what you have done on Twitter. Our man, Jimbo, James Shannon.
Why I got one fitty.
Yeah, James Shannon. He said, now I've got, great. I've got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old chanting.
That word.
Starting with S. At each other on the car. I'm on the way to the mother-in-law's. Thanks, Rita.
The chanting.
Excellent. That actually makes my day. That is hilarious.
We just saw the difference between your education and what happens in the magnificent Catholic system.
That's right.
We don't tolerate that stuff.
Nothing bad happens in the Catholic system.
I didn't see anything. What are you talking about?
A recent month, Rich, I reckon we might shut up. Considering
that's a good point,
what's going on. Frankston French is what the language apparently is called, Richo.
Frankston French.
Frankston French.
Off the SMS.
I maintain
yes, potty mouth.
SH.
One T.
One T. Is not a swear word in this day and age.
Listen,
it just
potty.
Isn't.
Potty, 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 potty.
Of course
potty.
It is.
No.
Of course it is.
So like
you'd
about
be happy.
Swear words
so you'd be happy with the golden child to be making his way into, say, a job interview and just drop a little bit of the Frankston French.
He's 8, for one.
In the future.
He's advanced.
Say he's going
the
to an interview to get into his new school and he just drops the Frankston French.
He would never.
Well, hang on. We're not talking.
Because
why?
He
it's a normal word.
It's a normal word, according to you.
Well.
It's a normal word.
He won't
word.
Even say stupid. He says the ST word or the SH word.
He why does
is
he say
just
that?
Why?
Well, because I don't know. He's a bit lame, really. I mean, I've
why,
said
because
to
he
him.
Thinks it's a bad word.
Because
it is a bad word.
It's a bad word. He'll say.
You're proving our point.
I think you're making.
I was
point.
Watching Sex
our point.
And the City the other day, and he comes downstairs and he goes, "Are you watching SEX and the City?" Like he won't. He's just. He won't say anything. He's basically
he
a mute.
He knows that the S bomb. Is not appropriate.
There's no such thing as an S-bomb.
Here we go.
There's only two
S-bomb.
Bombs.
This is the true test.
There's only two letters that have bombs.
This is the true test.
Here we go. This is why he's the leader.
Is this a word, this disgusting four-letter SH word?
Disgusting,
obscene four-letter word. Is this a word that you would use if you were sitting there on the set of Sunrise with Koshy as an angel?
Oh, here we go.
This is the truth test.
This is the truth test. Here we go.
Hang on.
Don't say a word.
Morning television.
No.
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 It doesn't
matter.
It's a normal word.
Because I would say it on Sky News on a Friday night.
No.
Say it in morning television.
But
no,
it's breakfast TV.
Hang on.
It's like you've got the little kidlets there.
Well, according to you, there's nothing wrong with the word.
Oh, I don't think there is. But, you know, I don't know if Australia is as advanced as I am in the progression of the language.
Would you use it with Koshy as an angel on Sunrise? Thank you.
Bang. Bang.
No.
Get out.
You've proved nothing.
I've
it's
paid.
A breakfast
you know
television.
What?
Doesn't matter. It's a normal word.
Get out.
I think that sums it up.
Precious
get
about
out.
Things. In fact, I reckon most Aussies are with me that we have progressed beyond this being an offensive word.
Not the SMS, the machine I'm reading. potty mouth. Oh. It is Casual Friday, and it's always a good time on Casual Friday, as Carly Ray is telling us there. Good to have you on board for another afternoon of fun and frivolity here on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. Not too long before you down tools and say, I'm out of this popsicle stand, I'm out, I'm going to blow it up, and I'm off home for the weekend. Plenty of sporty action coming your way, and plenty of talk about that through the rest of the afternoon as well after 2 o'clock. Sports Central Plus, all the latest in the world of sport, as the Cavs bring it back to 3 in Game 4. Golden State 73, Cavs 70, 27 to go in the third quarter. After 4 o'clock, Footy Fix, of course, from 4 to 6. Before that, Nathan Thompson for the Round 11 preview, for Friday Footy preview. The big People's Hamstring will be with us going through all the games this weekend. Just the 6 in the first week of the AFL 3-week bye setup. 6 teams getting a spell, 6 games to be played across the weekend. Friday Night Footy from 6 o'clock tonight is Port Adelaide and Geelong at Adelaide Oval. And from 6 in the coach's box, Damien Hardwick in hot form with the Tigers will join Anthony Hudson, Rowan Connolly and Nick Maxwell for the Nissan MP300 Navara and Odyssey Financial as well. And before we narrow the focus on the game tonight from the Adelaide Oval. Of course, we've still got an hour to go with Casual Friday. Richo and Rita are here with us. Richo, we're going to find out very shortly what's up with Rita.
As soon as it's written, which will be...
We've got bigger issues.
But there's bigger issues.
We've got bigger issues. And I this is where I implored... What's the word I'm looking for?
I begged. It could be implored.
I begged you to take a strong stand.
Well, yeah, like with, has a pretty strong stand around here.
Newsrooms come in support of
me. I asked you to take a strong stand against Potty and her type. But no, you only showed her a yellow card. You didn't give her immediate red, which she clearly deserved.
The damage was done.
When she dropped the S-bomb.
Yeah.
And straight away, because you've now set the bar so low.
Are you accusing me of?
Well,
are you bringing me into this?
Well, leads with fist has to do exactly that. Lead.
Well, run fast once. I mean, I led with iron fist.
You didn't. You sort of marshmallowed it, and you allowed lifts with palms to still be involved. And as a result, the newsroom is starting to jump on board her train. Have a listen to this.
And the recipient of the world's first penis transplant is set to become a dad, announcing that his girlfriend is pregnant.
Sorry, you've made the S word the social norm, and the beautiful Emma Brewer has been listening and looks up to you.
She went looking for something she could say that was out there for you for the way you carry yourself
as a prominent woman
outrageous.
In society, thinking this is the norm, this is okay.
It is the norm.
We're dropping
it
the P-bomb now.
We're P-bombing. We've S-bombed and P-bombed. What's next?
We could go anywhere now, B-bomb.
If you V-bomb, then there's huge trouble. I'm out.
Please. That's actually a good topic.
Don't.
Names for the V-bomb.
No, it's not a good topic.
It's not.
It's a shocking topic.
Yeah, and you know, also
this
on the back
why
of...
why I'm not allowed in the production meetings.
And also on the back of that story...
It's a good topic.
If you've just joined us, let's play it again. This is a big story.
And the recipient of the world's first penis transplant is set to become a dad.
Are we doing that now? Are we doing penis transplants?
My thing to you, Huff, is so I can swap... Can I get a new one?
I'm not sure.
How many wives out there are thinking, hello?
Hey. So I can
this
swap one.
Why is she looking at you when she says that?
Can I get a new one?
I don't know.
Well, obviously you can, and you can still get someone pregnant afterwards.
Now that's a very...
This is fantastic stuff.
In all truth, I mean, that's a very good response. A very
massive
good result
step
for,
forward from mankind.
For team transplant, I mean, that's a huge result.
So I can get a new one.
What happened to the other one?
If I'm not happy with it, I can trade it in.
Because we know with the Bobbitt situation, he got his own put back on. So
but
if you can put your own back on, why can't you put someone else's on you?
Does that mean I could? Does that mean if I can swap it, do I go shopping? Is there a shop where I can check a brochure?
Is there an online store? Longs are us.
Oh, God, this is dangerous territory.
Can I walk in and just flip through a brochure?
Where are they coming from? Where's the stockist? Where's the warehouse?
Get a new one.
It's an odd scenario, isn't it?
I mean, I'm happy with mine, but I want to know what I want to see the brochure.
I want to see
what else is
where
there.
Where are they getting their stock?
Imagine the stock take sale.
Wowee. Look, great result for that person and his partner. In all seriousness, that's a great result. They can now have children with that.
But
Well, it's not his. It's now his, of course, but it wasn't initially. It's an odd scenario. I wasn't thinking about talking about this today. I didn't know I'd be bringing this sort of stuff to the table, but since S-word's been dropped...
Well, that's right. We're S-word, we're P-word. She wants to do a segment, different names for the V-word.
And we encourage SMSs to stop, by the way.
Stop it. Stop. Oh, no. Oh, have a look at them.
I've never seen that one before. See, this is why I'd be informative. Because
No, please cease.
Not all of it vulgar. Some of it's kind of funny.
Please cease with your suggestions.
Massive step forward, says Rita. That's a funny one. That's
it's
good.
Not.
And then
it's
half.
Not a topic.
That's a huge result. I can't believe that it's got to the point. We've just got to flash forward what's going to happen. In 10 years' time, half, you've got little Wilbur. There's a fitting room on the SMS. I want to know if there's a fitting room. Little Wilbur's going to grow up in a society and the Golden Child where they can have a look downstairs and go, you know what? Check out the brochure. Check out what I could get. I
and you know what? With
mine.
Today's porn culture, they're going to look down. What? The P-bomb? No. I've got to, we've gone back to back P-bombs.
Stop it.
But I'm just saying, they're going to get an unrealistic.
No.
We can't talk about intelligence.
No, because I'm still back in the fitting room at the minute.
But let's just say you've been, on the web and watched something.
What about Bretto said, be careful, watch out for the cheap Taiwanese version.
All right. Rita, this is what you've done to the program today with your potty mouth. You're going to have to straighten us up, and we're going to find out, finally, what's up with Rita. Stop, all back it up
now, let me see your hips. If you haven't read her column or her blog, if you haven't seen her on TV and you don't follow her on Twitter, well, now's your chance to find out what's up with Rita.
With schools banishing first, second and third place getters and instead giving every competitor the same coloured ribbon. God forbid that we should reward excellence and also allow children to develop vital coping skills by experiencing the occasional disappointment. Giving everyone a prize for just turning up not only feeds the entitlement mentality, but discourages children from trying their best. It's a lose-lose strategy. What's up with the latest round of moaning and whining about Chinese investors and property prices? It's the most tiresome xenophobic nonsense around, and it's the same arguments regurgitated again and again. Let's get one thing straight. Home ownership isn't some God-given right, and in this country, just about anyone can buy their own home if they really want to. It might just not be your dream home in your dream suburb. And finally, what's up with miserable do-gooders wanting to ban toy guns? What else can we ban? Kids have been playing with toy guns for generations. Enjoying playing with guns doesn't mean you're going to end up a killer or violent. The fun police need to find something worthy to be outraged about. Join me next week for What's Up with me, Rita Penny. Seriously, what else can we ban? We've banned swapping of footy cards because, some kid might get a dud card or dud trade. Banning ribbons. First, second and third. Everyone gets the same colour.
British Bulldogs.
Banned British Bulldogs. I mean, someone could get hurt. We've banned, some of schools have banned playing with footies because someone could get hit in the head.
Scores in footy. No, it's just like,
can children experience anything? Can they experience some highs and some lows like they're going to in life? Or are they just going to sort of go out into the real world and be shell-shocked because they've been so overprotected?
It's so true. And actually, that school that has banned first, second and third ribbons, they've also... just notified that Maccabi Diva only participated in three Melbourne Cups now.
Is that right?
So you're just saying...
Dawn Fraser just swam a couple
just
of times.
Just participated in the Olympics. Terrific. Sally Pearson participated beautifully.
Really well.
In Beijing.
So what happens to you and your stall?
The stall.
I was a participator. A competitor
you
only.
You didn't win the hearts of the nation?
You dreamt about participating for about a year?
Our kids do nippers, and if you don't get one of the coloured ribbons, you still get a ribbon for showing up, but it's a white. And pretty quickly they figure out, oh, these aren't worth anything.
So that's the point of this school, though. I flagged this about 2 weeks ago. I said, watch this space. I didn't realise they're going to get rid of all of them, but I heard that they were going to change the colour so everyone got the same colour for the ribbons. Same reason, because the kids are getting annoyed that little Johnny's got a blue one and I got the white one.
Kids need to learn that you're not going to be the best at everything. You know, some kids are good at running, some kids are good at swimming, some kids are good at, you know, music. It's part of life.
And you can't win at everything.
That's it. And if you can't cope with disappointment, you're going to get into the big bad world and, be shell-shocked. You're not going to be able to...
100%
not everyone's good enough to be in the Miller's Guide.
That's true. Participating.
That's right.
9:14, 9:16.
Can we talk about
that? I'd like you to talk more about this because your mate Joe has had a bad week.
Get a good job and buy, get a house. You know what?
Silly, stating
the bloody obvious.
No, Joe should stop talking.
So what's the concern?
Yeah, I agree. It was a stupid thing to say, but it was exactly what a bank would tell you. If you go to a bank and say, I want to buy a house, they'd go get a secure job that's paying well, save a deposit and come here and we'll lend you money. You can go out and buy a house.
No bank's ever told me that.
I worked at a bank. I told plenty of people
I know
that.
You
they'd come in.
Were you a teller?
I want to buy a house. And I was never a teller.
Yes, you were.
Is that how they said it?
I was never a teller.
It's fine, mate.
There's nothing wrong with being a teller.
Well, you appear to be putting your nose down at tellers,
potty. I never was a teller, so why would I pretend to
be? Don't be so sensitive about it.
Did you swear at them like you swore at us?
Is that what happened?
I say, get your SH together, then come back to me when you've got something to put. Well, that's what you do. And if you want to go on holidays around the world and eat out four times a week and have a certain lifestyle.
Like you.
That's it. You're just describing yourself. Yeah, go on.
It's not about me, okay?
Finish this
sentence.
And
then say, but I can't afford my own house.
Oh, that's where you
differ. You know, you've only got yourself to blame because this is where the WOGs have got it over you guys. And I've got to say it as a WOG. I'm talking as a WOG here.
Well, we get that. You've mentioned it three times.
The double WOG. I don't want to be accused of racism. Now we're getting W words.
If you really want to own your own property, if that is something that's important to you, it's a priority, you can do it and you can do it on a modest income, but you have to make sacrifices. And that's where my people...
Your people.
My people get into the property market
and you're
first possible opportunity with something crappy. It might be like a one-bedroom flat somewhere you don't like. But until you get your foot in the market, you're not going
to... And you're a perfect example. You would ideally like to be in the leafy suburbs that Half's in, and yet you're stuck down the peninsula.
Yeah, that's right. I only live down there because I have to.
I know, that's fine.
It's okay. One day you'll be able to come in.
Can you two stop saying this crap? Because people out there actually believe it.
People out there
she
want to talk to you.
Just said the C word now.
Oh, no. Stop it. Colin's, my C word's Colin.
Hey, if we're going back-to-back P words, we can go C words.
Altona North for Colin. G'day, Cole.
Cole.
Where's Cole?
Colin.
Colin.
School's
Let's go.
What about this one from Danny Lilydale while we wait for Cole? Next time I hold job interviews... Do I need ribbons for those who participated and didn't get the job?
Well, you have to give them a job. You have to give them all a job.
Let's go to Cole. Cole's with us. Hello, Cole.
Nah, Cole's not there. Let's go to Ken in Preston.
What about Mr. Ken in Preston? What's Ken up to? The other C word. Hi, Ken.
Well, maybe our lines aren't
there's
working.
A gremlin in the system.
Oh, no.
For God's sake.
You know what?
Right, what we'll do
you know what's happened?
What?
Well, the system has taken umbrage to potty mouth.
No,
the system's shut down.
Not the system.
Are you saying it SH itself?
Not the system, the radio broadcast
tribunal
has stepped in and said we can't have this going on.
You're on notice.
So we're going to have to take a break. There's a gremlin in the system. We'll fix that after the break. Calls lining up to chat to Rita. What's up with Rita? 9:429, 11:16. Back shortly. 24 past one. The gremlins have been banished from the system. KB came in and said, I'm not going to accept that. Not on my casual Friday. And he's fixed them up good and proper. 9:429, 11:16. If you want to talk to Rita about her what's up topics today, schools banning kids' ribbons. The latest round of moanings were the house pricing and affordability in Australia and the Chinese investor debate that keeps popping up. And then the banning of toy guns, which you have written about, Rita, today in the
Today's Herald Sun.
In the paper, which is not The Age. Toying with a ban is madness, is the headline.
Well, it's come about after a picture was published of a little boy who had, you know, a toy AK-47, which...
Yes.
Looked a little bit lifelike, but it was obviously a toy. Look at the size of it. And he was pictured just outside in Martin Place near the Lindt Cafe.
Yes.
So I can understand why, you know, there would be an emotional reaction to that image.
Yes.
But let's just calm down a little bit. Banning toy guns is madness. I mean, you try to do that and lots of kinders and, you know, childcare centres have done it. The kids just... make sticks or use their Lego or use a toy drill to shoot at
they
each
do.
Other
Absolutely
or their
do.
Fingers. You know, it's it is just what kids
what
do
we did.
For
what
generations.
What
did you turn
your...
up to be
yeah,
a
played,
violent man?
I played war. What was your gun sound? No. I was no.
No, boring. Well, you're not Star Wars, mate.
No.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
I would bang, bang, because I had a cap gun. I love the smoke. Bang. And they're loud, and then the smoke.
Remember Tin Can Alley? Do you remember Tin Can Alley?
Yes,
oh,
the game. Yeah.
The game.
Yeah.
With the cans.
Yeah.
The
with light,
the it was a light yeah, game. Yeah. That was the best.
That was fun.
Can't play that anymore.
Now it's the Nerf guns. All the kids have
yeah,
got
cool.
like 1,600 different types of Nerf guns. And they are good fun
good.
Because you can even shoot them in the house and not break too much stuff.
They shouldn't break any stuff in the house. We
no.
don't like that.
I mean,
experience.
I've banned them inside the house, but they Bam. Still get shot occasionally.
No, they are good, some of those Nerf guns. The problem is you lose too many bullets and you're going to buy more bullets.
That is a scam, those foam bullets.
Mate, I
what
had
about
you down.
Chick chick boom?
That
no?
chick chick boom, that wasn't
oh,
around
please.
Back then.
You're such a girl.
Ken's in Preston.
Saying I shoot like a girl.
That's right.
Hello, Ken.
Good afternoon. How are you, gang?
Good, thanks.
That's the way. You guys are going to have to change your names according to this no ribbon policy. The first, second, third, because if Richo's known as once run fast, he's just going to be known as once ran.
That's right. That's right.
No, that's a good point. I have to adjust my tribal name for Richo.
Yeah.
It's
getting ridiculous, Ken. Are you dealing with this on a local level?
No. I was just listening in and I just sort of thought, well, leads with fist. Well, are you allowed to do that now?
Not if it's a legitimate fist. If it's an imitation plastic fist,
can't do that.
I can't have that. But if it's legitimate, I can.
I like great call. Thanks, Ken, for your contribution. I like
hey, start on the line, Ken. Hoff down pass for you. 737 Burke Street in the Docklands. You will love it.
I love this one from Swanee in Croydon. He wants to explain and the sound that he made when he played war. He's typed B and then about 10 Ks and then about 10 O's and about 10 W's. Pacow!
That's why those cap guns were good, because you didn't need a sound effect. They were loud.
Yeah,
that's
would,
right.
That
but you couldn't.
Cool.
Can you still get those? I don't see them around anymore.
I think you can.
They got banned.
Did they get banned because of the banging sound?
Yeah.
The loud sound?
That's right. Smoke, which then could light some dry grass. And
yeah, the smoke.
Could be a fire.
Start a bushfire.
Billy is in Glen Waverley. G'day, Billy.
G'day, Huff. I'm a PE teacher, and I just can't believe this crap, to be honest with you.
Good, Billy.
Good, Billy.
Why are we continually not building resilience in children? And this, again, is another way of just taking away the possibility of them building some resilience for themselves. But can I just give you an example? In cross-country, when we run cross-country, we give out ribbons for 1st to 10th. And the kid that comes of 11th is devastated for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? And their incentive is to come back next year and get a top 10 ribbon. What's going to be the incentive? I mean, to be some, some goal there for children to achieve. It's just ridiculous.
Billy, can you tell us what school you're at?
No, don't do that, Bill, just in case. Just in case.
No,
in case you've got some feral parent.
Billy, you are a breath of fresh air, and hallelujah to you. I hope more people are like you with your attitude. How is it happening, though, Billy? Don't tell us your school, then. That makes more sense. How is it happening whereby we've got a scenario where some schools are pushed to the point where they're banning ribbons or everyone gets a ribbon? Well, how have we got to this point?
I work for Schools for Victoria as well and run high-end events. And I reckon the way schools are going is they're listening too much to the parent community and the parent cohort.
Absolutely. And you know what?
The kids that came 4th, 5th and 6th, they get pissed off. The kids get over it in 5 minutes. Pardon my language, but the kids are over it straight away. The parents take weeks to get over it.
Well,
I applaud you, and I applaud you on the frankness of your language.
No,
but
no,
you
set the standard low, Rick.
But Billy, do you reckon it really is the parents, or is it the small, loud minority of parents who are behind?
But weren't they always there? They were there in my era. I can remember one of the kids that I played.
The administration was smart enough.
Yeah, other parents. I can remember playing in a junior footy team. We had one parent in particular who just did not shut up about his son. Go forward, go back, go this, go that, yelling at him, encouraging him, abusing him. But you know what? Other parents actually took it upon themselves to say, hey, champ, pull your head in. They didn't change the kids' games as a result, Billy. So, I understand that the parents have got a strong involvement, but are we pandering to them by actually changing as a result?
We definitely are. And you got to remember, back in your day and my day, there was no social media, and parents didn't get on and tell, 1,000 people within 10 minutes. And schools just don't want that image about their school as being unfair and so on. So they eventually cave. And it's just ridiculous. The school's pulling out of inter-school sport, for example, for the same reason. It's just a joke.
Billy, well played. Please, by Billy. You. Can I just say...
Lead it, Billy.
As a father of two children at primary school, I need people like you driving the bus and leading the charge for this. This is absolute rubbish what's going on. Good stuff. Stay on the line. $75 voucher to Ribera's Restaurant coming your way. The end of week happy time at North Melbourne every Friday night between 4 and 7. Half dozen freshly shucked oysters and house beverage running $15, 480 Victoria Street in North Melbourne. Good stuff, Billy. Billy.
What about Sean? He says, can you imagine our Australian Olympic team in 20 years' time? We'll all just be really happy to turn up.
And we're going to get rid of the AFL ladder now. Give everyone a cup, because the cups are what we're after. We don't get one, we get upset.
It's good news for Carl.
Great news.
It's great news.
Just suddenly
so we can get rid
mind.
Of our a spoon and get a cup.
How good's that going to be? Michael's in East Brighton.
I can't believe we've lost Johnny.
Hello, Michael.
How are you going?
Good.
Hey, I agree with that, with Billy. That I think parents are pandering. Just recently, you probably would have seen it on the news or in the papers, but a local primary school in East Brighton, and I'll remain nameless, but a kid was playing chasey, tripped and fell and knocked his teeth out, and the father, who's a lawyer, is suing the school because the child wasn't given the right details about how to play chasey, where he could run, where he couldn't run, don't run into a wall. And now the school has actually paid the dental bills, but now that father feels he needs to sue the school as well because it's put his child in an unsafe environment. Well, damn me.
This is where the judicial system, Rita, this is your end of the discussion. The judicial system, you're in the real world, we just work in sport, that needs to step up and say, no problems here, mate. Shouldn't have run into the wall.
Here, no
problem. When was the last time anyone's advised anyone to run into a wall? This is what they need to do. The judge needs to be saying,
you're right.
The magistrate needs to
you
be saying,
what?
Mate,
when Tony Shaw ran
get
into
out.
A tree, smack bang in the middle of the trunk of a tree. Did he sue the tree? Did he sue the council? Why
should've.
Did you put a tree here?
No. Why didn't you tell me that running into the tree would hurt?
I should not run into the trunks of trees.
No. See, it's...
Ouch.
However, though, Half, can I just say this? Everyone who's calling in is agreeing with us. We're all aggressively agreeing with each other. But there must be some...
Call in.
There must be
somebody.
Some people out there that are actually making these decisions for some reason. How is it happening, and how is it continuing?
The loud minority. It is, and the our PE teacher was very, very, very right, Billy, because Twitter, Facebook, it is a godsend for the loud minority, because you can get on there and make a big noise and make a big racket and scare school administrations, scare even companies by... making a nuisance of yourself.
Much ado about nothing.
And they react and they change policies because of it.
Who was that gentleman? Somebody that was. That was great to have them on board. They're going to get the Active Feet voucher. Michael in East Brighton. Stay on the line or give us a call back. Whatever applies. Active Feet. You can find them in Campbell, Sandringham, Peran and Heathmont. This from Dazza off the SMS. I like this. And Billy's our man. It's Halftime's own Billy. If we're building a new sensible party, a political party, and Half's going to lead it because Dom leads with fist. Billy is going to be our sports minister.
Fist.
He's going to be our sports minister, Billy. Because he's going to change the world.
That's it.
One ribbon at a time. 18 to 2, Casual Friday. Richo and Rita with us until 2 o'clock. Sports Central Plus after that. A bit of updates from Matty Russell. We'll check in with Ed White as well for an assessment of Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Looks like after the Cavs did their best to get back to 3, it has been blown out to all proportions. 21 points the margin now for the Warriors with about 3 minutes to go, I think it was last time I checked. So that's emphatic. To our good friends at Golden State, to Bogey's boys, we'll make it 2-2 and head back to the Golden State for Game 5 of the NBA Finals.
And Dellavedova, the way he attacks his basketball is the very essence of Australiana, I reckon.
He would have got
because he's probably not the most athletic. He wouldn't win the standing leap. He wouldn't win the fastest 20 metres, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There'd be a lot of African-American blokes who are physically more capable than he is. But he's got that intangible, which makes him so, which is being an Australian, where if I say to you, Huffy, I tell you what, you couldn't kick, you'd go, oh, that's a bit harsh. Oh, you couldn't mark.
I'll
oh,
see you.
That's a bit harsh. But if I said, you know what, you didn't have a go,
oh,
you'd go,
you
hang
dare.
On.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
And this is, that's why our Australian cyclists are in such demand as domestiques in Europe.
What are they?
Domestiques.
Great word.
Because they try their heart out. Now, that's what we've always been. Now, the way we're treating our kids, we are going to lose the very essence of what Australians being all about.
Couldn't have said it any better, Richo. David DeMacLeod, yeah. He wants to continue on this discussion. Hello, David.
Half and the guys, how are you today?
I'm going well, thanks.
Good,
potty mouth here with us.
That's all right. I've been a PE teacher for 13 years in Harpsold area. I know Harp very well.
Yeah.
So I've been PE teacher for 13 years, just doing some admin after playing finals this morning, and I couldn't help but agree with the PE teacher a couple of callers before.
Billy.
I feel like writing a book by the end of my time. Some of the stories you hear, and I'll just run one off for you. And this is, Rita was saying before about a minority. It's definitely more than a minority, Rita. You get questioned about everything, especially in sport. They want everyone to be on the same level. They want everyone to be able to represent the school equal amount of times. However, when it comes to reading, they never say, oh, we want little Johnny to be on level 10. They all have to be on level 10. Mm. It's got out of hand. Parents have a lot of control. And while a lot of the schools are not, they're giving the ribbons not first, second, third, is because of a lot of parent boards and there's too much pressure on leadership. So the easiest way is just to make a decision and say, look, we'll make it even across the board.
Well, why isn't there some common sense somewhere? Why isn't someone like you, David, saying to these boards, people, let's grow up?
David, I reckon it is a minority because I think the majority of parents would never even contemplate going on a school board. I mean, it attracts a certain type of parent who are fairly, what would you say, strident in their views and probably a little bit too involved and too invested. Like, I shouldn't stereotype all school boards, but I think most of us. Have you ever considered being on a school board? Have you ever sort of written an email to the school saying, do this, do that, I demand you do this for my child? I mean, you just don't, unless there's something fundamentally wrong. You don't bother the school and you let them carry on with what they're doing. So it is that loud minority who gets the reaction and who gets the policy changes.
Dave, can I ask you, Dave, in your time through your education career, has there been opportunities in recent times where the school has said to the PTA or the school board, whatever it is, this is absolute garbage. We're not going to just cave in to this ridiculous demand from a parent group that has no idea how to educate their kids because it doesn't make sense, it's not helpful for the children. Has there been that outcome, and then what's been the result of that?
Well, at the primary school I'm at, we're blessed. We've got a fantastic leader and principal, and we're allowed to do as many sports as we possibly can because she thinks it's a development amongst the whole child, not just learning, but also social as well. So I'm lucky at my school and in the past two Catholic schools I've been at, we've been allowed to do participate in every sport, and it's all a case of, well, if you're not good enough, you're not good enough. Look, we had a situation last year with our grade 3 and 4, so 9 and 10-year-old boys last year in basketball, Hoop Time Basketball, which is run by Basketball Victoria. We were so dominant, we had a bunch of parents complain, and the convener came out and told us that our team was only allowed to shoot 3 points.
Oh my God!
Now what happened in that situation is that none of the other schools knew that this rule was in place, and they all thought we were being smart alecks.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on. So parents complained because you guys were too good.
Your parents?
No. Opposition parents from other schools complained that you were too good. And rather than telling them to, practice a bit more and you might be able to catch up, the organisation made you guys slow down in effect.
Well, it didn't really work because our first six shots, we hit four.
So they only let you shoot from outside the arc.
But it made us look, we got a reputation around the area that it was totally not due to our fault. It was because there was pressure put on from an opposition team saying we're too good. And then once we started shooting up threes, everyone was coming to watch. And our kids thought it was the best thing ever because they're told when they're coached by their local clubs, they're not allowed to put up threes. So they thought it was like Christmas. And that's what it's become.
Well, that's the law of unintended consequences, isn't it? And the thing with this whole
Hang on, say that again. That's slower.
Well, it happens all the time.
If you mention Occam's razor, then I'm right there. Go on.
Say it in your 1-300 voice.
The law of unintended consequences. It always happens. You can go into something with the best intentions and, you know, it might be a bit harebrained, but the motives behind it are good and all sorts of other stuff that happens that the end result is a disaster.
But why isn't the sporting organisation, I don't know if he's still there.
Dave.
Mm-hmm. Why isn't the sporting organisation telling the parents of your competitors to get stuffed, practice more?
Because it's too hard. And this is why the schools, it's exactly the same reasons why the schools are making the decision, because it's too hard. You get a number of parents that complain enough, they're going to think this is too hard, we're sick of it, we're just going to cut it. So they make an easy decision.
I reckon that's where you got to hold the school administration to account as well. I think that is a problem as well. The culture within some school admins isn't what it should be. And you know what? Part of running a school is putting up with the idiot parents. And if you need to put up with them, then put up with them. Don't change policies to appease them.
Dave's down the line.
Punish everybody else.
The Elmore Oil Pack coming your way. It's fantastic. We could talk about this forever. We might even do it more after the break, 11 to 2. Take your kids out. If you're not happy, take your kids out. And we'll get a really bad reputation for being awesome. I reckon that works okay. Game over in game 4 of the NBA Finals. The Cavs went down 82 to the Warriors 103. Two games apiece. Steph Curry with 22. Iguodala with 22 as well for the Warriors and for the Cavs. Mozgov, the big centre with 28, led them. LeBron James with 20 and Matthew Dellavedova, our man, with 10. But a bad day at the office for the Cavs. Game 5 back in San Fran. Ian's in Mentone. G'day, Ian.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, thanks.
Good. Just taking it a different way, that discussion. You guys were starting to head there, which I've got two kids in primary school, and if my son comes home one more time and says another thing's banned at his school, I think he will go crazy. It's probably his biggest frustration in his life at the moment.
What's been banned?
They can't. They play certain styles of football, certain aspects of style. Done. Piggybacking.
Piggybacking's banned.
Hang on, banned. Piggybacking.
Yep. Not allowed to piggyback because too many kids fell off.
Gosh, we did triple piggybacking. I've seen.
Oh my god! Yeah, what else is banned?
What else?
Okay, so they've had other.
What about footy cards? Can they swap footy cards?
Hell no!
No, that was banned a few years ago.
That's right.
Oh, god. So
yo-yo's banned too.
It becomes ridiculous. Oh, here's another stupid example: pet rocks.
Yeah, they are. They're very dangerous.
Yeah, a group of kids started to collect rocks, and then others were uncomfortable that they didn't have a good as rock as someone else.
I never thought I'd hear that sentence. Other kids were uncomfortable that they weren't happy.
Oh, man.
Ian, it's becoming ridiculous is what it is. Oh. And the Casual Friday crew are leading the charge. We're the crusaders for this campaign.
It's got to stop.
We're going to change the world.
Maybe this former principal might be able to help us.
Ian, AR Property Investment's got two bottles of wine for you. Stay on the line, we'll get your details. Adam in Mount Martha is that former principal. G'day, Adam.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. I haven't got anything as interesting as pet rock.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, I'll do my best. Like, as a principal, I really have to think through a lot of this stuff. And really, one of the big problems we've got is we're mixing two things that don't mix. So schools should be collaborative systems where it's about working together. And then we try to bring in little competitive things, like we try and get them to, you know, fight to get the best NAPLAN score or to get to the next reading level or to win student of the week. And it doesn't work. And then the other side of it is that we then flip them into something else, which is sport, which is a competitive system. And then we try to bring in all this collaborative stuff that everybody's apparently supposed to run at the same speed and get the same result, and that doesn't work.
But
so
surely
kids
schools
and our teachers in the middle going, "What on earth is going on here?"
But surely,
kids,
Adam,
know how to lose, and that's in the competitive stuff. That's what sport's for.
But Adam, schools exist in the real world, and in the real world there is competition. Kids got to be competitive. I mean, surely you can manage both without having these ridiculous policies and bans.
schools are different in that they're about learning. So the learning thing is about knowing your kids and knowing what they can do and helping them get to the next level. So that's not a competitive thing to do, because if you're looking sideways at what the kid next to you is doing in fractions, then you're not thinking about your stuff. And that's why the competitive stuff doesn't work in the general stuff about learning. But it does work in sport.
But it doesn't. So,
no, it does. It works across the board.
Yeah,
and you know
too,
what? In
a,
and then you look at the best education systems in the world, and ours isn't one of them. There's that competition on the academic level. And you might say, oh, it's too harsh on the kids. We shouldn't be doing that. But it works.
You get a score in your VCE.
That's how, yeah, exactly. I mean, you're competing against other kids to get into your preferred course. It's all about competition in every aspect. I don't know.
No, well, it's great to have your insight. You've been at the coalface. We haven't been there. We're just watching it from afar going, this seems to be ridiculous to us. But struggling to find the compromise between those two worlds, as you say, seems to be an issue. But my little man, he might want to be a doctor. But here's the exam results.
You're in.
Hi, everybody.
He'll end up being Dr. Nick, the way he's going. But he might get a score of 60, but he might get into medicine. He might really want to be disappointed.
I would be.
So you've got to let him in.
He has to get in if he wants to.
And then what happens if he doesn't get the scores to actually qualify and be a doctor?
Yeah,
that's fine. Then he gets...
Everyone gets the same score.
Everyone's
everyone
a doctor.
Gets the same.
Everyone wants to be a doctor gets to be a doctor. That's why Dr. Nick's in play.
Oh, my God.
Slow down, sir. You're going to give yourself skin failure.